Okay, today's Daf Lamed Beis. We're on Lamed Aleph and Beis. We did the Mishnah. Just to remind ourselves, the Mishnah had said there were three brothers married to three strangers, no relatives. What happened? One brother died, another brother did Maimer, and then he died. Right? Yes. So then we said there's no Yibum. Why not? Since one of them did Maimer, so it's like a little bit of a connection. So the Torah says only one Yivama, not two Yivamas. Since it's a little bit of a connection, that violates the Pasuk. Says Reb Shimon, no such thing. That's basically what's going on here. Okay? So the Gemara says...
You can't marry, you can't take Mibi Miyam too?
Correct. You never can do that.
Never do that. So there's two widows.
Right.
From two brothers.
Correct.
Say. You only do Yivam on one of them.
Oh, Mimer, you don't do that.
If you didn't do Mimer, if you didn't do Mimer, you could do Yibam on both of them.
Right.
Because they're from two different houses.
Oh, you can do that.
Yes. Here, you did Mimer. So now they sort of came from, they're sort of one house.
So if a man has two wives.
You only do Yibam on one.
Okay, another one goes free or Chalitza?
No, she goes free. No Chalitza.
Falls off.
Falls off.
Why is the Shnei over here?
Because here it's not really sure what it is. It's only Mimer. That's why. Okay, good? Says the Gemara. But if the zika of two women would taka be the araisa, then chalitza namiloti boy, then you wouldn't need chalitza either. Like, well, you just you wouldn't need it. You won't need it, and it's like an erva. When there's an erva,
you can't. It's not, you don't need it.
No, you don't need it. Okay, no, it's not. No, you can't. No, you don't need it. It's like two. It's like two. It's like an erva. You don't need chalitza. What happens if you do chalitza on an erva? Nothing happens. The Gemara's going to say that right now. Ella, midrabanan, you're right. It's not a daraisa. It's a daraisa issue. It's a rabanan issue. Why? Gzeira, it's a gzeira. Shemri yomru, people will say, Beis yivamos, two yivamos, habos mi bayis echad, that come from one house, misyabamos.
They come from the second brother, is that the point?
No, people will think, if we allow Yibum here on both of them, then what's people are going to think? People are going to think, when a guy's married to two women, you have to Yibum on both. But the people are going to think. Right? So the Gemara says, V'niyabim l'chada, v'nichalait l'chada. So do Yibum on one, and do Chalit on the other one. One is Yisrael to marry. Well, Gzira, it's a Gzira, Shemru Yomru, Bayez Echa. People are going to say, that by itzachar mitzaso bonui, umitzaso chalutz. People are going to think that when you have two wives, one has to get yibum and the other one can get chalitza. Says the Gemara of Yom. Well, the people say that.
Big deal.
Big deal. In other words, even if you do chalitza, what'd you just do? You didn't do anything. Okay, so now she would be ineligible to marry a kohen. Okay, that's it. There's no reason not to. No, who cares if people say that? People are going to say that if a man has two wives and one of them dies, and if a man has two wives and he dies, and now the other brothers want to do Yibum or Chalitza, if they want to do Yibum on one, then they have to do Chalitza on the other. It's not true. Also, a lot of people do that. What's the downside? Big deal. So the Gemara says, well, you're right. Yidim Yabim V'hadar Chalat Tachanami. You're right. If you're going to do Yibum first, and then Chalitza second, you're right. There's some downside. It's a big deal. Ella, that's not the Gzeira. The problem is, Dilma Chalit, Beresha of Ahadam Yabim. Maybe you'll do Chalitza first. Once you do Chalitza on one wife, that's over. Then you can't do Yibim on the other wife. So people are going to get mixed up with that. So you know what? We can't allow that. We can't allow Yibim and Chalitza, right? Because then there's a real fear. The fear is somebody will do Chalitza first. For Kamle, Basha Lo Yibne. For Rahmana Amar, Kivan Jalabana, Shov Lo Yibne. Good? Amar Rava. Rava says like this, no saying get lemar maro. Let's say you give a get to the mimer one. What happened? Now, says Rava, hutra tarasa. The tsara becomes mutter. In other words, look at Rashi. Second line on top there. No saying get lemar maro. Amas nisen koi. It's going back on the Mishnah. What happened in the Mishnah? There were three brothers married to three women. One died. Somebody did mimer on that woman. Now he realizes, oh, what did I just do? That's a mistake. I'll give her a get. I'll be, and then it says, Rav, you're back to square one.
I'll marry the other one.
Exactly. We've been saying all along, once you give a get to somebody, you've messed all of them up.
Right.
Says Rava, not here. Right? All it does is you go back to as if you didn't do the mimer. Right? Says Rashi, I'm going to say something. Im nasan gdeh haosei mimer get lamamaro. If someone who did mimer realized, oh my goodness, I'll give a get to that person. Velo lizikaso, not to the other one. Viachar kach meis. Hutra ishto harishona. The one that didn't get Maimer and the get can go to the third brother, the other wife. Wife number one. Wife number two. The Maimer, the Avad, the Maimer that was done, Shakle, that's what that means. The Lav Tsaros Ninu, it's not a Tsara. No one's going to think this. Why? It's not from one house. How is it not from one house? They gave her a get. So give it, what happened was, Reuven died. Shimon did Maimer on Reuven's wife. Then Shimon said, ooh, I'll give her a get. Then Shimon died. Now, can Levi do Yibum on Shimon's wife? Yes. Rava says that. Before, we never learned that you could do such a thing.
If he gave a get, then she's the wife, this woman that got a get,
Asura, she's Asur.
What? You can marry both of them.
Yes, no, not both of them. Look at the Gemara. Avol he, but
the fact that he gave the divorce.
Right, that means he can't marry her. No one. Avol he, but this one, Asura, she cannot get married now. Why? The Mechalfa Babalas get. 1 second. Avol he.
Fused with a woman, Yivam will get together.
Correct. Right. She cannot get married now. She cannot get Yibam. But the other one can. It could the army, others say, Amar Rava, no. Nothing get Lamamaro. If you give a get to the Maimer, Hutra Filuhi, even she's a mutter. My time, why? My David Bey Shakle. Whatever you did has been undone.
Right.
It's undone.
That's what I meant.
Right? Okay.
That's right. The smartest thing he could have done is give him get.
Correct. Right. Look, we can read the Rashi. Rashi says, My David Shakle, the Havi Kemo Shalo Asaba Maimer. It's as if he never did Maimer. Right? Fine. Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah. The truth is, we had this case 1,000 times, but never in a Mishnah. Shnei Achin Nosos.
This is the Makar.
Yeah, right? Shnei Achin Nosos Shtei Achoyos. Two brothers marry two sisters. Umeis Echad Mehen. Reuven dies. Reuven dies.
Right.
Can Shimon do Yibam on Reuven's wife?
No.
The two sisters. Right. What happens if V'achar kach meis ishto shel sheni? Then Levi dies. Leah dies. Leah. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. Reuven dies. Can Shimon do Yibam on Leah, on Rachel? No. A day later, Leah dies. Can Shimon do Yibam on Rachel now?
No, because she has
exactly. No, the answer is no. Hareze Asura Olav Olamis. She's ushered to him forever.
For 1 minute.
Hoel Vinesra Olav Sha'achas. Because they were ushered for 1 minute.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Good? So the Gemara says Pshita. You like that one? Pshita. It's obvious. Right? Pshita, it's obvious. Why is it so obvious? 1 minute. What?
Because we learned it so many times.
That's not why it's obvious. It's obvious for a different reason. It's obvious for the following reason. Hashta. Umahasam. Right? In the previous Mishnayos, when Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, and Levi was married to Sarah, not a sister.
Right.
The same thing we didn't allow. And there was a foreign girl involved. Right? Because Levi was still able to do what happened was in those cases, right? In those cases, let's say the same exact thing, but there was Levi here. Levi could do Yibam. Because Levi is not married to a sister. So it wasn't a problem. So there was an ability to do Yibam in that case. There was an ability. Somebody could do Yibam. Who? Levi.
The third brother.
Over there, Delomid Chemahai Beisel Lagamri. So this Yivama is not pushed off totally from the family. Amarlah, we didn't allow it. Why? Because once it's for 1 minute. It's an issa forever with that man. So hacha de kamidcha mehai beisel lagamri la kolshkein. So here, where the minute she dies, it's over. So now the valet died a day later. That doesn't change anything.
What if she died first?
That's a different story. We said that. That's mutter then,
yeah.
Right? So Rashi says. Okay. Rashi says. Rashi's going to explain. Le'el before. Gabe. I mean the Rashi of Pshita. Le'el before. Gabe. Shlosha achim, three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuah shtei achayos. Two are married to two sisters. V'yechad nasa nachris, and one's married to a nachris, a stranger. Umeis echad mibali achayos, and one of the Reuven dies. Let's say v'kanas nasu nachris es ishto. Then Levi does yibum. Umeis ishto shel sheni. Then Leah dies. V'yachar kach meis.
No, Leah or Levi?
Leah. V'achar kach meis. Now, this is Levi. V'achar kach meis nosoi nachris. The one married to the non-sister dies, Levi. Hareza asuro lav olamis. We don't allow the Yibam. Now, when Shimon... Now, who falls to Yibam out of Shimon? Two women. Rachel and Sarah. Rachel happens to be Leah's sister. Leah happens to be dead. Doesn't make a difference. Right? And in that case, there was a Yibam already done, and we still don't allow it.
Right.
So for sure, we're not going to allow it here. Right? Right. Nesra love Sha'achas, Benefila Rishonim, Mishamachos Isha. Afagaf de Bahi Nefila Kamaisa Lo Idchil Elagamri, even though when Reuven died, this woman, his wife, Rachel, didn't get pushed off totally, the Haka, Nasri Nachwist, Shezekukul Yibam, because Levi did Yibam with her. So I could still say she was a Yavama. She was a Yavama. What is Shimon considered? Shimon's considered as if he had children. Right?
Which,
because that's how you look at it. Therefore, she's lost forever. Therefore, she's never going to come to him. Leah is no longer alive. It doesn't matter. If at 1 second, there was a problem, that problem never goes away.
Right.
And over there, in that case, it's different, because we allowed Levi to do Yibam. There was even more, and we still don't allow it, so for sure, here not allowing it.
The reason is because of Yesh Lo Banim? That would give that as a reason?
Yeah, it's as if she has Banim. Right. He has Banim.
Banim has never come to Yibam anyway.
What?
There was Banim, he's never come to Yibam.
Exactly.
Anyway.
See, here, there's no Banim. But what do we have? It's a sister. It's the same thing.
Yeah, so you likened it.
Exactly.
What did Rashi say the sister? Because
the Gemara says that. Yeah. So low kolshkein. So why are we mentioning this in this mission here? It's obvious. Pshita. So the Gemara answers, you're right. There's no reason to mention it. Taneha Tana Beresha. You're right. This Mishnah was put first. Vahad Vahach Chazila Tera. Visharia. And that other Mishnah with Levi, they wanted to matter it. They wanted to matter it. Then they thought, v'hada chazili surah. Then they thought it over some more, and they said, no, it's asr. The ID, the chaviv alei akhtame, since they were so chaviv, why? Because they changed their mind, they were going to have a different halacha. So they made that mishnah first, right? U'mishnah lozaza mimkoma, and the mishnah doesn't change, it stays where it is. That's why that mishnah is there, and this mishnah should have been first. This mishnah should have been first, why? Because it's a smaller chiddush. Right? So no, that's a much bigger chiddush. We were going to put this first. And we were going to allow Rachel to fall to Shimon if Leah is no longer alive in that case. Then we said, no, we're not going to allow that. They were so excited, they made up such a din like that, they put it first. Okay. Brand new story now. In this case, again, Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. Rachel dies. I'm sorry, Reuven dies. Shimon came to Yibam on Rachel, right? What? Exactly. What if he does? What if he does?
He violates
how many things does he violate?
Teresa.
Yeah, I know. But how many things does he violate? What? She violates two things. It's his brother's wife, and it's his wife's sister. It's two Yisurim. Right? Okay?
Gotta kill him twice.
What? You can't kill somebody twice, but you can do. But if you did it by mistake, you can bring two chattises. So what's the story with that? We're going to be busy with this the rest of the day.
Can't have your cake and eat it. If he wasn't supposed to, then it can't be.
But he did. He did.
Because yeah, okay.
He didn't go to Daf Yomi. He gave up on the first day he vomits. He never learned anything, so he didn't know. So he married her, and someone told him he's not allowed to do that. You came out and married two sisters.
But because he wasn't supposed to do it.
Yeah.
So the Israel from the sister.
It's still there.
It depends if you hold like Rav Shimon or not.
What's Rav Shimon?
Forget
Rav Shimon. There's a different Rav Shimon coming up. Now, you said something yesterday, and I told you we're going to get to on the bottom of the page. I meant the bottom of today's page.
Yes, if he knows what he said yesterday.
Do you know what he said yesterday? About the Israel going away and coming back? So the Gemara is going to say that. Tana Rabbanan, here we go. You ready? Ba'aleha. Ba'aleha. What if Shimon does marry her? What if he does? Chayev aleha mishum eishes ach. It's your brother's wife. Umishum achos isha. She's also your wife's chayev twice. Also your wife's sister. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon Omer einu chayev ela mishum eishes ach belvad. You're only chayev because it's your brother's wife.
One.
I votanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer einu chayev ela mishum achos isha belvad. Rabbi Shimon said we have a bris where we said the opposite. He said you're only chayev for wife, sister, and that's it. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, when Rav Shimon said that the chayev for what? For wife, sister. That's where. Shenasa chay. Shimon got married first. He's the chay. He lives. Shimon got married first. So when Shimon got married to Leah, was he allowed to marry Rachel?
No.
Why not?
It's his brother's wife.
His brother didn't get married yet. Shimon marries Leah first. Exactly, it's his wife's sister.
Right.
Now Reuven gets married. Mazel tov. Now there's a second thing that happens to Reuven, to Shimon. What's the second thing? It's also his brother's wife.
Right.
And that came later. It's already usher. It's already usher. So therefore, Khan, when Reb Shimon said that Yichayev for wife's sister, that's when Shimon got married first. That's Shinasa Chai V'yachagat Nasa Meis. First, Shimon got married. So why was she Usher? She was only Usher because it's his wife's sister.
Right.
Then, Reuven got married. Now, the second Isser, a brother's wife, not interested in that. Khan, and when Reb Shimon said that you're only Usher for marrying your brother's wife, when's that? That's Shinasa Meis. Reuven got married first. So Reuven got married first to Rachel. Shimon's a bachelor. What's Shimon's Isser to Rachel?
For sister.
What? He's not married. I just said he's a bachelor. It's a brother's wife. It's a brother's wife.
Yeah.
Nah, Shimon can get married Rachel, Leah. A month later, Shimon gets married to Leah. What? Now he's also to Rachel for two reasons. First of all, it's his brother's wife. And also his wife's sister. That came second. I'm not interested in that. Right? So achakach nasa cha. So first, Reuven got married. Reuven's going to die. Then Shimon got married. So it's an Isser that came later. Says to Reb Shimon, I'm only interested in the first Isser. Why is he only interested? Why is he only interested in the first Isser? Says the Gemara. We're going to see in a minute. Now the Gemara says like this: Reb Shimon, Hecha Denasa Meis, where Reuven got married first. V'yachakach Nosachai. And then Shimon got married. Kivon de Isser Achos Isha. Once you already have what's called a wife's sister.
Lo Chayel.
Right? Lo Chayel. Tisyabe Yivume. In other words, how could you do Yibum? How could you? Let's say Shimon did not get married. Right? I'm sorry. What's his question?
It
Marriage wasn't chal.
What?
Even if it's an
aver,
it's an issue.
His
marriage wasn't chal.
No, just opposite. Reb Shimon, Hecha de Nasa Meis, where Reuven got married first, Nasa Chai, then Shimon got married. Kivun de Isser Achos Isha Lo Chayil, since the Isser is not being chal here.
Which Isser?
The Isser of wife's sister. Okay. Why isn't it, according to Reb Shimon, why isn't it being chal? Because it came second.
Right.
So why it's not being chal?
Let him get married.
So let him get married. Do yibum.
Yeah.
So lo chal to siyav yibum. Let him do yibum.
So we basically have a case which is an iser that turns into a heter.
Exactly. And that's what Marcel asked yesterday. So the Gemara answered right.
That's what it is.
Exactly. So do yibum. Why can't you do yibum? You're allowed to marry your wife. You're allowed to marry your brother's wife when there's a case of yibum. So do yibum. I should also be your wife's sister. We don't care about that iser because the kids came second. You asked that yesterday. So the Gemara answers, Amar Vashi, well, you're not, yeah, it's still Isser Achos Isha, the Isser of Achos Isha, Misla Tully. It
doesn't go away.
It's still there. Vika, it's still sitting there. E Paka Isher Isser Eshazach. If you get rid of the Isser of Eshazach, how do you get rid of the Isser of Eshazach? By doing Yibum. By wanting to do Yibum. Asi Isser Achos Isha V'chayil. The Iser of Achos Isha is still there. The law of Hilkach Lopak, it doesn't go away. Never goes away. It doesn't go away.
Right.
It's just if there's a case where you're going to chayiv one time.
It's not preeminent, but it's there.
It doesn't matter. The kid to Yibam. Make sense?
It does, but you're really backing into it.
Correct. You're backing into it, exactly. It says Rav Shimon, you only chayiv one. Only chayiv for one. So I can't just do Yibam? It's still there. The suffer now, how come according to Rav Yossi you chayiv twice? Because Rabbi Yossi apparently holds, if you have one Isser, and then a second Isser, Chalal Isser. No problem.
Is that this? The same like on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. The suffer of Yossi, Isser, Chalal Isser. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold Isser, Chalal Isser? Votanya, but we learned. Avar Aveira. Someone does an Aveira. Sheesh bo shtei misos. They have two things. Nidam b'chamur. You get the worst one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidam b'zika rishon ha-ba'olav. No, some Tanakhama says you get the worse one. Rabbi Yossi says you get whichever one came first. For example, Ketzad, V'tanya Ketzad, for example, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Nidam b'zika rishon ha-ba'olav, you get the one whichever came for Chamura, Nidam b'zika harishon ha-ba'olav, you get the first one. For example, let's say your mother-in-law. Let's say you marry your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law is not married, she's single. Right? Her husband died. So she's a single woman. So why is she usher to you? Because she's your mother-in-law. What if she gets married? And then you have relations with your mother-in-law? It's chayef twice. First of all, she's your mother-in-law. Second of all, she's a married woman. But the married woman came later. When you met her, she was single. Right? When you married her daughter, she was a single woman. She was an almana. She was a single woman. The fact that she gets married later, right? So then it's irrelevant to Rabbi Yossi. I don't care. Whichever one comes first. So, Chamaso, Vinasa, Esesish, if she was your mother-in-law, and then she became a married woman, Nidon, Chamaso, she's your mother-in-law. Esesish, she's a married woman. And then, Vinasa is Chamaso, and she becomes your mother-in-law, because you married her daughter, she was a married woman. So even before you married her daughter, you couldn't marry her. She's a married woman. Now she became your mother-in-law, right? Nidon, Esesish. Then Esesish comes first. So how can the Biosi say Yechai for both? It's not true. Amar Rav Avo, Modu Rabbi Yossi, the Isser Mosif. Rabbi Yossi agrees when there's a case of Isser Mosif. What's Isser Mosif? Huh?
Adam.
Huh?
Adam.
Add on to who?
Onto him.
The answer is to anybody in the world. Okay? For example, example is like this. Where's the, where did I write it down here? I didn't write it down. No, I didn't write it down. So adding on to anybody in the world. Let's read it slow, okay? Tina. Now, what does Isser Mosif mean? Anybody in the world. Tinach, that makes sense. Hecha denasachai. Shimon got married first. Okay? V'achakach nasa Reuven. V'achakach nasa Mace. And after... Oh, I did write it down. Okay. V'achakach nasa Mace. Then what happened? Shimon got married first. Then Reuven got married. Migu, since the itosef iser legabe achim, itosef iser legabe didei. That means as follows. When Shimon got married to Leah, right? When Shimon got married to Leah, I think this case there has to be three brothers. Yeah, there are three brothers. So when Shimon got married to Leah, right? How was Rachel usher? Well, let's say, when Shimon got married to Leah, can Shimon marry Rachel?
No.
He couldn't. Why not?
His sister.
Because it's his wife's sister. Right. Could Levi marry Rachel?
Yes.
What about, can Reuven marry Rachel? Yes.
Yeah.
What if Reuven marries Rachel? Can Levi now marry Rachel?
Yeah.
What?
It's a
sister-in-law.
Somebody's
got to die.
Or get divorced or something.
The other brother can marry her.
Yeah, three brothers, so it's a sister-in-law.
Well, exactly. So can Levi marry Rachel?
No.
What?
Okay.
Levi cannot marry Rachel.
Right?
Okay. But before Rachel was single?
Yeah, he could have.
But Shimon couldn't.
Shimon
marries Leah first.
Oh, yeah.
When Shimon marries Leah, can Shimon marry Rachel?
No.
Can Levi marry Rachel?
Yes.
Can Reuven marry Rachel?
Yes.
So Shimon can't.
Right.
So Rachel is mutter to certain people.
Right.
Now, what happened to Rachel? Reuven married her.
Right.
Now, by that marriage, is Rachel mutter to less people?
Yes.
That's called Isser Mosef.
Oh, okay.
Even though nothing changed regarding Shimon.
Right.
He was Usser before Reuven married her, Usser after Reuven married her. But when Reuven married her, she became Usser to more people in the world.
That's every woman.
What?
Every woman, as soon as you get married,
but only one time, not twice. Only one time, not twice. There's a separate Isser. That's when Rabbi Yossi says, Isser chal al Isser. So now, since when Reuven married Rachel, it made him more. Now Levi's also to her.
Right.
Levi's also to her now. It's a sister in law.
Right?
That increase means that Shimon will be chayef twice. Okay? So that was a good. It's not an easy concept. It took me a very long time to figure this out. I'm saying it over in 3 seconds because I got to finish the page because Michael's giving tomorrow. It took me such a long time to figure this out. That's called Isser Mosef. See how the Gemara says it. Hecha d'nasa chai. Shimon got married first. V'achakach nasa meif. Then Reuven got married. When Reuven marries Rachel, it increases the Isser in the world to one person, Levi.
Right.
But to what? Therefore, Migu, since the Tosif Isser Lagabe Achim, there's an increase of Isser now on the brother, Levi. Itosif Isser Lagabe Didei. There's an increase of Isser on Shimon, and therefore Isser Chalal Isser. You hear that? Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, if Shimon doesn't listen when Reuven dies and he marries Reuven's wife, he's chayef twice. Why? Because if Shimon got married first and Reuven got married second, the Isser can be chal Isser because it's Isser Mosif. There's more Isser in the world.
But that's a byproduct of that situation.
Exactly. That's exactly what he holds. That's exactly what he holds. There's more Isser in the world.
Yeah, first, before. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, Elahecha denasa Mace. But if Reuven got married first, V'achakach nasa Shimon, Mace, I'm sorry, nasa Chai, and then the Chai, Shimon, got married second, my Isser Mosifika. Where's the Isser Mosif? There's no increase. Because the one who died got married first. There's no increase.
Okay.
Right? Trust me, there's no increase.
Right.
I know it doesn't sound like it. There's no increase. Well, you want to tell me that the reason why there's an increase is because, what's the increase? Right? You want to make, what's the increase here?
How does
it increase? Migu de itzar bekulu achvasa, right? What does that mean? The itzar bekulu achvasa.
He's asked it to all her sisters.
What?
He's also to now all her sisters.
Correct. He's also to all her sisters. Hi, Isser Kolhu. That's an Isser Kolel. Why? Isser Kolel means it's more Yisum on the same person. Isser Moses before was more people in the world are Usser. So we're going to lump this other guy with more. Here, it's not true. Here, there's more.
Isser on the same person.
Exactly.
Right. Wow.
El Amar Rava. The answer is, so we're left with a question. The question is, why are you chayef twice? The answer is, you're not chayef twice. Ella, Amar Rava, Malani Alav Ki Ilu Asa Shtayim Ve'Ena Chayev Alachas. It's as if it's like Yichayev two, but you only Chayev one. V'chein Ki Asa Rava Amar Rav Yochanan Malani Alav Ki Ilu Asa Beis. It's as if you Chayev twice Ve'Ena Chayev Alachas, and you only Chayev once. My Nafkamina, what's the difference? You only Chayev once. The difference is L'Kavro Bein Rishayim Gemurim. Do we bury you in the cemetery with the really wicked people? Because it was a cemetery.
That's the only
Nafkamina, right? Do we bury you with the really wicked people? Right? One was for the skilas and the sreifas, and a second one was for the heregs and the cheneks. Said the machlokas here, Rashi and Tosas. Rashi said, since you really did two averas, we put you with the really bad people.
So me says I'm the chaperas?
What?
Me says I'm the chaperas?
It is, but they still had a special place for you.
Some people aspire to.
Ubiplupta. And this is the same machlokas that we're going to have, the following machlokas. This is now very easy. The Itmar. Zor Shishimesh B'Shabbos. A Yisrael works in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. How many verses did he do?
Two.
We would say two. What two? He's a Zor.
Right.
And he's not going to do Malach on Shabbos anyway.
Right?
Reb Chiya Omar Chayev Shtayim, Chayev twice. However, Reb Bar Kapara Omar Ein Chayev Alachas, only Chayev once. For what? For being a Zor. What about malacha? What about malacha? That's mostly in the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing wrong with that, right? Kafat Rebchia. Rebchia got up. Finished when he swore. Avoda. I swear. Kach shemati me Rebbe. Shtayim. I heard Rebbe said twice. Kafat bar kapar finished by avoda. Kach shemati Rebbe achas. I heard one. Hischel Rebchia ladun. So Rebchia says, let's figure it out. Shabbos lekol nefra. Shabbos is also to everybody. No one's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Kishahutra b'mikdash. When they allowed it in the Beis HaMikdash, Eitzel Kahanim. Kahanim Hutra. They matted it for Kahanim. Look, Kahanim Hutra for Lola Zarim. Not for Zarim. They're for Yechayev twice. Yesh Kahan Mishum Zarim. Yesh Kahan Mishum Shabbos. Hischel Bar Kapar Ladun. What are you talking about? Shabbos Lakol Nesra. Shabbos also to everybody. No one's allowed to do work on Shabbos. Kesha Hutra Ba Mikdash. Hutra. But it's Mutra in the base of Mikdash. Ah, this guy's not a Kohen. All right, he's Chayev once. Ain't Kahan El Zarim. All you have is, you're not a Kohen. How about this one? Balmum Shishimesh Petuma. You have a Kohen, he's a Balmum, who's not allowed to do a Voda, and he's also Tomei, he's also not allowed to do a Voda. So, Reb Chiya Omer Chayev Shtayim, he Chayev twice. Once for Tumah, once for Balmum. Bar Kapara Omer Ein Chayev Al Achas, he only Chayev for one. Which one? Balmum. Kavod Reb Chiya V'Nishma, Reb Chiya got up and swore, Havoda, I swear, Kach Shemati Rebbe, I heard Rebbe said twice. Kavod Bar Kapara V'Nishma, Havoda, Kach Shemati Rebbe Achas, I heard one. Hischol Reb Chiya Ladun, so Reb Chiya said, let's figure it out. Tuma lekol nesra. Nobody's allowed to be in the base of the Torah Tamei. Nobody. Kishahutra b'mikdash. When they allowed anybody to be there, eitzel kahanim tamimim hutra. Who they allow? Kahanim who are tamim. So lekahanim tamimim hutra v'lola balimum. Right? Yesh kah mishum balimum v'yesh kah mishum tuma. So you have both. Hischil rabchia bar kapar ladun. Tuma lekol nesra. Tuma's also to everybody. Right? Kishahutra b'mikdash hutra. They allowed it. In other words, when they allowed you to do it, they allowed you to be there. Ein kan ela mishum balmum.
Tumah was only hutra when it's the majority.
Okay. But so for avodas tzibur, it's hutra.
Right.
Last one. Same thing. Zar sha'achal malika. A zar that ate a bird that had malika. Malika is not shechita. So if you're not a koi, you're not allowed to eat that. It's like eating an avela. So what if a zar did that? Right? So rachi amar chayev shtayim. You chayev twice. Number one, because you're a zar. And the Zohar is not allowed to eat kachim. And number two, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher. It's not kosher. It's not considered non-kosher. Bar kapara ein chayev el achas. You only chayev once. For what? For being a Zohar. Why? Because if it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not kosher. It's kosher. Kavetz b'chiyah v'nishpa havodah b'kach shemati m'rebi shtayim. I heard Rebbe said two. Kavetz bar kapara v'nishpa havodah kach shemati m'rebi achas. I heard one. Hischil b'chiyah l'dun. So let's figure it out. Nevela l'kol nesra. Nevela was aser to everybody, right? Kishahutra ba mikdash, when they matred it, eitzel kahanim hutra. They matred it regarding who?
Kahanim.
Well, kahanim hutra, for lola zarim. For kahanim, yes. For zarim, no. Yesh kamishum zaris v'yesh kamishum malikos. So you have both. Hiskel bar kapara ladun. Bar kapara says, I'll figure it out. Nevela l'kol nesra. Nevela was usher to everybody. Kishu hutra mikdash. Hutra. Ein kan ela mishum zaris. You only chayev for what? For zar. Now that we're going to stop here. Now the Gemara says, well, Gemara kamifli. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Are they arguing about Ein Isser Chal Isser? Are they arguing about Isser Mosif? Are they arguing about Isser Kolel? What are they arguing about? Right? That's what it sounds like, right? Now these Isser Mosifs, Isser Kolels, what are they? All right, so we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have what? Everybody have a very, very good day.
Why did you get that feeling?